In this world, everyone is experiencing different types of dissatisfaction. And because of this, people change their activities, seeking newer and more complete types of pleasure. But if one understands Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of all love, he becomes fixed. Because Krishna is God, the ultimate, and because there is nothing beyond Krishna, when one actually contacts him, one's search is over. Once, there was a young man who lived in a small village. Although he was foolish and immature in many ways, from the very beginning of his life, he had a burning desire to serve the greatest.
To tell you the truth, I've never been satisfied. I look around and see so many people, all of them trying to be happy. They try to be rich. They try to be powerful. They try to be famous. I know that I can never become great myself. But if I can find the greatest person, why shouldn't I render service to him? If I could serve the greatest, then I would be satisfied. And that service would be my happiness. I want to contact the greatest and serve him. But all I know is the people in my little village. See, there's the sweet seller. He makes delicious laddus. And there's the fruit vendor. He gets fruits from all over and sells them, and thus makes some profit. And there's the milkman. He has over 100 cows. See what I mean? No one seems particularly great. I don't know who to serve, and therefore I'm not happy or satisfied. Now, can you understand my problem?
The mayor, his honor, the mayor, his honor, the mayor.
I have a proclamation to read to you all. Please listen carefully. From this day forth, it shall be known to all that live in my village that you must bring your taxes to me, here in this marketplace, on the third day of the waxing moon of each fortnight. Is that clear? Are there any questions? No? Good. Thank you. You may go about your ordinary daily business now. Thank you again.
I don't know why I didn't understand previously. Sir, Honorable Mayor.
Yes?
You are the greatest, and you are in charge of this whole village, aren't you?
Yes, son, I am.
Could I serve you in any way? I mean, I'll do anything. Please.
I will test your determination. Actually, I do have many things that you could help me with. Please, carry this bag. We will go to my office, and there I must do some official business.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Happily, the man became the servant of the mayor. He cleaned his office, helped with the tax collection, carried the collected goods, and fully tried to satisfy the mayor. One day, the mayor had a very important guest.
Get the door, please.
It's someone, and he wants to see you.
Ask him who he is and what he wants.
He says he's the governor and...
The governor? Oh, no! Sorry, sir. Please, come in. Here, take my seat. Is there anything... Get him some water, please. Thank you for visiting us today. Is everything all right, sir?
Do you have the balance sheets prepared yet?
I'm proud to say I do, sir, and everything worked out well.
Good. That's all I wanted to know. How are the collections coming along?
I'm pleased to say that because the citizens are protected and happy, they very willingly give a share of their income to your lordship. Do you wish to collect the taxes today?
No, that isn't necessary. You're doing a fine job. Here, take 10 extra pieces of gold as your reward for such loyal service.
Thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you. Please come again soon. What a great, noble, and kind man our governor is.
Excuse me, is that our governor?
Of course.
He certainly seems most powerful and most influential.
He seems that way because he is.
All the taxes that you work so hard to collect are given over to him?
Yes.
Please, sir, I have a request to make of you. I hope you will kindly grant it.
I will certainly try my best. I have never had such a sincere servant as you. Do you need some gold or something?
No, sir. I have no use for gold. To tell you honestly, you know that from my childhood, I have desired to serve the greatest. And quite honestly, now that I see our most powerful governor, I wish to enter into his service. Please don't be angry with me.
No. Don't worry. I'm not angry.
Could you help me become a servant of our governor?
All right. I'll do it. Although I'll miss you myself. I'll now write the governor a letter, telling him what a fine servant you are, and request him to engage you in his service. Please, get me my pen and paper. Dear Governor, Your Lordship and Your Honor, this boy has been my servant for such a long time. I sent you and hope you can use him most respectfully. Now, take this to the governor, and I wish you well.
Being startled by his discovery that the village mayor was not the greatest, the foolish young man persisted in his search. He at once left his service, as well as his little village, and started for the governor's mansion, many, many miles away. Reaching the home of the governor, the man presented his letter of recommendation to the governor's secretary.
Your Lordship, sorry to disturb you, but there's a man outside with a letter of recommendation from one of your village mayors. Would you be able to speak to him yourself?
Yes, let him in. Come in. Let me see your letter, please. Dear Governor, Your Lordship and Your Honor, this boy has been my servant for quite some time now. He's an excellent servant, although he has some slight eccentricity regarding serving the greatest. Because his desires to serve you, I have sent him to you. Because his desires to serve, I hope that you can use him well. Most respectfully, Village Mayor. What type of work do you do? How would you like to be allowed in the entering of my service?
I'd be willing to do whatever is needed, Your Lordship. Just please allow me to serve you.
All right. You can start by carrying this message to my secretary.
Being convinced that the governor was the one whom he had been seeking to serve, the man was satisfied. He felt that he was finally in a fixed position of service to the greatest, and that his long-cherished desire was fulfilled. One day, after some time had passed.
Secretary, get that man. You know, the one who is so sincere about serving the greatest. Tell him to come at once.
Yes, Your Lordship.
Because you have served me so carefully, I am going to allow you to travel with me. What do you think of that idea of you becoming my personal servant? How would you like that?
Whatever Your Lordship desires is also my desire.
Good, good. Then prepare yourself to travel immediately, and then begin preparing my things, for we will leave at once.
So the man took up the personal service of the governor and traveled far and wide, Wherever the governor went, the governor was supreme. He took money from all the different mayors, and wherever he traveled, he was honored. But one day, the governor and his entourage, including his servant, went to visit the king of the whole land. As they arrived at the king's palace, they were ushered into a private audience with the king.
Who lives in this great palace? It seems to be many times bigger than even the governor's mansion. Who is this king that we are going to see?
This is the palace of the king, simple-minded. Don't embarrass me. Just keep quiet.
The governor has come to see you, Your Majesty.
Your Majesty, we offer you our respects. We hope that all is going well within your kingdom. Here are the taxes that we have collected, just to please you.
My lord and master, the governor, is bowing down and giving all the collected taxes to this king. Amazing!
You are the king of all the directions, as well as the lord of the sea and land.
I have never seen someone being worshipped in such a way before.
Your Majesty, you are also the possessor of great fighting strength. You and your armies are victorious wherever you march.
The king is certainly the greatest. I have to serve him. It is factually my only desire that I serve the greatest. Oh, Governor, please forgive me for speaking out of turn, but I humbly request that you allow me to become a servant of the king. He is the greatest. Please recommend me to him.
Who is that speaking over there?
Oh, sire, it's my servant.
Your servant? What could he have to say that is so important that he is interrupting your speaking?
Well, he's saying that he wants me to allow him to serve you. He has become very attracted to your service. He's harmless, although he's a little bit funny. If it amuses you, you can have him if you desire.
Very interesting. I like his spirit. Is he qualified?
To tell you the truth, sire, he's quite a good servant. As far as I've seen, he's very enthusiastic and very honest.
So, if he is desiring so strongly to serve me, should we disappoint him? Of course, I would only use him if his transfer is approved by you.
Oh, please, sire. Take him. Understand that there is nothing I would not do to please you.
So be it.
So by great fortune, the man rose up to the position of servant of the king. As there was no question of anyone being greater than the king, he was now satisfied and acted with increased enthusiasm. He was a first-class servant and would bring the king whatever he needed even before being asked. He was careful and efficient in his service, being enlivened thinking that there could be no one more worthy of service than the king, who was the top person in the land. Then one day, although the king's activities were only done in grand style, with full pomp, soldiers and entourage, the servant observed that the king left the palace silently and alone. He was dressed incognito and headed towards the forest. Being astonished at the king's behavior, the servant followed him. And when the king entered the forest, the servant also entered, following close behind.
Oh, holy man, you are my master. Please instruct me.
King, arise. You are the representative of Krishna because you are the monarch. Please rule the citizens fairly and do not become attached to material happiness.
Please, give me your blessings.
Yes, you should know that I am always praying for you. Now return to your kingdom, and while you're doing your duties, always remember Krishna within your heart.
With your permission, I will return.
I never thought I would see the king paying his obeisances to anyone. This is astonishing. And most astonishing is that he is making them to some poor man with no opulence. This is certainly difficult to understand, but I have vowed from my boyhood days that I would serve the greatest. And this is my vow, and I have kept to it. It took me from the mayor, to the governor, to the king. And I always stuck to my vow that if the topmost person is there, I will be his servant. But now, this scraggly-haired man, poor, dressed in only simple clothes, I cannot understand why the king has done this. I don't know who you are, but I have just seen my master, the king of the whole country, bow down to you. So you must be the greatest person. I don't know how, but since I have vowed to serve the greatest person, and the king is serving you, then I must serve you. I don't understand it, but I must accept it.
No, no, no. I am not the greatest. Others may like to be thought of as the greatest, but no, I am not the greatest. So please, do not talk like that.
Then why has the king bowed down to you?
Because I am the representative of the greatest. I am a devotee of Krishna.
Who is Krishna?
Krishna is undoubtedly the greatest, because he is the cause of all causes. You will not find anyone greater than him. Krishna is the cause of all the universes. He maintains them and causes their annihilation. Through his energies, he is the supreme attractive. He is the supreme wealthy, powerful, famous, wise, intelligent, and the supreme renounced. He is God himself, and as you will not find anyone greater than him, your search has ended.
Oh, where does Krishna live? How can I serve him?
Actually, you are a very foolish boy. But because you seem to have such a strong desire to serve, I will tell you where to find him.
Now I feel my heart is about to be fully satisfied, and my wanderings will end. If you will just tell me where Krishna is residing.
There is a big temple nearby, and if you go there, you will see him in that temple.
Thank you so very much for your honesty and this wonderful information. Could you give me a recommendation to Krishna?
Yes. You can just go there and take up his service.
Because of his consuming desire to serve the greatest, he was directed to Krishna by the spiritual master. He ran towards the temple, and as he ran, he began to realize for the first time that God was the greatest, greater than the mayor, greater than the governor, and greater than the king, and even greater than the master of the king. He ran and ran, but when he arrived, as it was evening, the pujaris had just locked up the temple very securely to protect it from robbers and thieves.
Please let me in! Please let me in!
I'm sorry, but the temple is closed for the evening.
But I've been waiting my whole life to meet this supremely great person. You've got to let me in.
We see so many pilgrims. Come back in the morning.
I must see him. Let me in. I have to serve him.
Look, the temple is locked up, and it is definitely not going to be open. Stop loitering around here, or you'll be suspect and get into trouble.
Please.
No one is allowed in now, and that's final. Just try to understand. We cannot permit the doors to be open. They are locked to prevent thieves from stealing from the Lord's temple. The doors will stay locked until morning. If you so much desire to serve Krishna, your desire to see him will last until the morning.
Let me in!
The door is locked and I'm leaving.
Oh, what can I do? At least I won't move from this place, so I will be able to see the Lord first thing in the morning.
Staying outside of the temple, leaning against the door, the eager servant did not move all night long. He did not care for the inconvenience of sitting on the cold ground, even without a cover of any kind. He did not even notice the cold. He was simply waiting for the temple doors to open so that he could finally see Krishna, the greatest person, and begin his service to the Lord. Towards morning, he began to doze.
I see our determined friend has found a chilly place to spend the night. At least he has a nice expensive cloth to keep him warm. A nice expensive cloth that looks exactly like the nice expensive cloth that belongs to the deity. You, hey, wake up! Wake up immediately! Thief! Char! Cheater, we told you to go away last night.
What are you talking about? I haven't stolen anything.
The thief is caught with the very thing he has stolen still in his hand. And yet he denies it. You lying thief. You rascal.
We're taking you to the police.
Stealing from the deity.
But I've done nothing wrong.
Let us see how he has broken in. But all the doors are still locked. Each and every one of them is still secure.
Something wonderful has happened. How did he do it?
He couldn't have. But how did Krishna's cloth appear on this man? How has it happened?
I don't know. I was just sleeping here, forced to wait till morning to see the Lord, and...
The Lord must have covered him himself with his own cloth.
Please forgive us. We didn't know that you were so dear to the Lord.
We should have understood when we saw how eager you were to see the Lord.
Please come with us now, O great devotee.
Come, and you, who so strongly desired to see the Lord, will immediately get the opportunity. Open the gates!
Thank you. Please let me see the Lord, for I want to offer my services to him, so at last I can serve the greatest.